You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to the second hour of the November 7th, 2021 edition Liberation Station Radio Show. We're speaking with Bobby Powell, and he was there on January 6th, 2021 at the Washington, D.C. Capitol and documented some crimes that are not being investigated by our government that apparently were committed by operatives, and certainly there were the D.C. police who allowed it to happen, walking away from the broken window that was left open, just broken a few minutes earlier. They had been guarding and they walked away. So we'll go through, we'll ask Bobby to go through that sequence and describe again, just because this is radio, to explain what did happen, and what you can see at bobpowell.blogspot.com. And you can reach us here, 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252, or toll free 800-313-9443. And first, though, let's get to our caller, who's Art in Georgia. How are you, Art?
Oh, not too bad. How you gentlemen doing today?
Doing well. What have you got?
Well, first of all, I don't know. I'm pretty sure that you're not him, but I'm actually kin to a Bobby Powell down here in Wilkes County, Georgia. But I'm pretty sure that's not you. I can't see anybody else in my family doing what we do. I was actually at the January 6th rally in D.C. And I remember the night before, because we had gotten into Arlington at about 9:30 in the evening or at night, and so we were really tired, but we ordered pizza, and I had to actually go down to the lobby to get the pizza. And while I was down there waiting on the pizza to be delivered, I got to talking with a couple guys, and they were talking about what was going to happen tomorrow. And I was like, well, are you guys Trump supporters? And they said, oh God, no, we don't even like Trump. And I said, then why are you here? And they said, well, you'll just have to see. We got something special planned for tomorrow. So as we were on the following day, on the 6th, after all of the, because I got everything, the whole rally on video and all of the speeches that were given. And when it came time to do the walk to the Capitol building, I pretty much videotaped the whole walk and just talking with people. And because, you know, I'd only been to D.C. once, and I was kind of young and I didn't remember it. And this was a big thrill for me to be visiting the Capitol during the Trump administration. I was really, like, it was a big thing for me. And we actually expected Trump was going to win. I mean, we really believed it. But I walked, as we got there, I noticed police were pulling back barricades, and I was like, well, that's kind of a little odd. And so I continued on, and I got up, I don't know which is the front and which is the back of the building, but it was the side of the building where we heard a ruckus going on, and somebody was talking about windows being smashed. So I wanted to climb up on one of those ledges so I could kind of get an overhead view. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to get up in time enough to catch them breaking through the door. But I saw them as they were coming back out the door, wiping their eyes and stuff. But then there was another incident that took place a little off to my right. And so I jumped down, and I ran over real quick and I got video, and it was the same two guys that I was talking to the night before with crowbars smashing windows. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, these are the guys that we were talking to, that I was talking to last night. And I don't know if Trump supporters that carry gas masks in their backpacks or crowbars in their backpacks for smashing windows and such stuff as that. And then when I found out that the Sullivan fellow was there and I saw his video, it all just started to really click with me when I started like going back and looking at my video, comparing it to two video clips, the two other people took of the same event, and I'm comparing them, and then I'm comparing the Sullivan, the Antifa guy, the Antifa organizer, can't remember his first name, something Sullivan.
John Sullivan.
And then I began to, John Sullivan, that's him. And then I started hearing the reports he got released from jail when everybody else was being held with no bond. And everything just started to really click, and I began to see, okay, there were doubts in my mind that this was orchestrated. I just thought it was some overzealous Trump supporters. But as I got to watching the videos and then thinking about conversations I had with people walking back to the rail station to catch the back over to Arlington, because we were staying at the Renaissance Marriott across from Ronald Reagan Airport. And I got to talking with a couple of guys that were laughing it up about how great did everything went off. And I just kind of looked at them, and keeping in the back of my mind, you know, people were talking about that's Antifa, that's Antifa, that's Antifa. And I asked these guys, I said, are you guys Antifa? And they just laughed and said, yeah, uh-huh. And they just kind of chuckled. And that's when it dawned on me, everything that just went down was a complete staged event. And I've got like two dozen videos that came not just from myself but from other people, where you can actually see police cooperating, opening doors, moving barricades, nice conversations, oh, we're going to cooperate with you, talking to the protesters. And I'm like, since when, you know? And then there's this video out, I don't know how many people have seen it, but there's this video out where a guy breaks down the John Sullivan video of Ashley Babbitt being shot. And as he's pointing out things, you begin to realize, or even just question, was this real?
Well, Art, let me tell you, it is real. Okay, now, the whole stage was set, okay? It was a play, it had a script, but there was room for improv, okay? Now, they set the stage there, just where the door where Ashley Babbitt was murdered.
Right.
Okay. Just 2 minutes earlier, there were Capitol Hill police standing in front of that door too. Okay. And they just walked away and started letting people smash in the windows. Okay. They wanted people to go through that window and threaten those that were inside the House of Representatives. That's exactly what they wanted. Ashley Babbitt just happened to be the unfortunate person that was the first one through the window, and she was shot and killed. She was murdered as part of their plot. They didn't know that Ashley Babbitt was going to be the one that went through that window, but they knew that somebody would be going through that window. Yeah. Now, my experience on the other side of the building, okay, on the east side, Ashley Babbitt was shot in the House of Representatives on the west side. I was at the east side, at the Senate wing, when those eight uniformed Capitol Hill police officers redeployed to leave a window that had been broken by the Antifa Hunter Emke completely undefended. That allowed that undercover federal agent, all dressed all in black with his comm gear and everything else. I knew the second that I saw him, he was a Fed. Okay, but that allowed him the opportunity to pull that window completely out of its frame to get a second stream of, well, let's call them protesters, inside the Capitol. Only instead of being at the House of Representatives side, had people started pouring through that window, they would have been threatening the Senate side. Okay, so this was a plan that was laid out and carried out with military precision. Okay, they were opening up avenues of attack for basically mostly peaceful protesters, let's say that. Because once they got inside, what did they do? They just walked between the velvet ropes and talked with the police officers and mainly just were generally peaceful. There were no fires set. Nobody was breaking statuary or anything like that. There was no vandalism. Most people were just walking between the velvet ropes. But you don't see a whole lot of that footage. You don't see hardly any footage from the east side, because that's where they got sloppy. That's where I caught myself, just me. I caught two federal agents committing crimes against this nation on January 6th. And there have to have been others. Okay? Right. So, it was all set up. They didn't know that Ashley Babbitt was going to be the one through the window, but I know that she was shot and killed. I interviewed a friend of mine that I met out at the Bundy Ranch during 2014. His name's John Ritzheimer. John actually grew up with Ashley Babbitt and went to school with her. So, she's dead, and her family is grieving. She was murdered by a Capitol Hill police officer, a coward piece of garbage. And one of these days, he'll have to answer for his crime before the Lord. So I wouldn't want to be in his shoes.
Do we have his name?
I wouldn't either. And you know, it really bothered me after that shooting. I mean, all the secrecy about not wanting to tell who he was and all of that. It just put me back to thinking about the Kavanaugh hearings when they didn't want to name the source for their information. And even when, you know, the name was actually mentioned, well, we don't want to mention names. Well, that's just telling us we had it right. But, you know, they didn't want to give this D.C. police officer's name out. And, you know, whenever they start hiding stuff that you actually should be hearing, you know something's not right. You know there's a cover-up coming. And, you know, when I'm looking at video, I have in my possession, it took me about 20 minutes. There were people in the chat room earlier this morning were asking about where my videos were, and I couldn't find them at the moment. But it took me about 20 minutes into hour one of this broadcast before I finally found them. And, you know, I went back looking at them again, and some of the videos show what does appear to be physical confrontations, but then there's other videos I'm looking at that are on my external hard drives that show very nice cordial interactions between protesters and police. So, you know, you're looking at one side, then you're looking at the other, and the side of the building I was on was the side that had all the scaffolding where they were building the bleachers for people to sit, if that gives you any indication where I was. And I was on the back landing outside. I was on the back landing outside. I never went in the building. And that was basically when I decided it was time to get out, was when they started smashing windows. I stuck around long enough to get some video, and then I got out because I knew it wasn't going to be long before, you know, there was going to be something a little bit worse than just what I was witnessing personally. But then as I got to collecting videos from other people that I know, with them sending me videos, and I'm seeing the violent confrontations, but I'm seeing the peaceful confrontations, and I'm thinking, I don't even know what to believe at this point, you know, because it just, this got so confusing for me. I knew some of it had to be set up and staged because of what people were saying when I was talking to people the night before, but I didn't know to what extent. And when I'm looking at videos of two different types of things going on, this gets confusing. And so I can see where people are confused about January 6th.
Chris, can I ask you to do me a favor? Can you find my page on Facebook? It's called The Truth Is Viral. Send me a message with your email address. I'd like to get a hold of these videos and see what they have to show us.
Okay. I was also going to ask you how to look you up on Facebook. What is it? Truth
okay,
what?
Well. The truth is viral.
The truth is viral. All three words?
Yep.
Okay. Well, four words. The truth is viral.
Right, yeah.
Because I was going to ask how to find you on there. Okay, got a big shield with a yellow V on.
Yep, that's it.
All right, and I'll send you a message with my email address.
Okay, good deal. Thank you. I appreciate
figure
that.
Figure it out from there.
Yeah, so let me ask you a question. Has the FBI been in contact with you? You were there.
No, nobody said a word to me, and I've mentioned on, you know, our local talk radio here in Augusta, Georgia, which is only 45 miles from me. I've mentioned on there that I was there, and I've got video. I've talked to people here in town and mentioned it. I've called into other radio broadcasts here on RBN and others, and I've always made it very clear. If anybody wants, you know, if law enforcement, if you guys want the videos that I've got, I'm more than happy to share them with you. You just got to come get them, you know. But nobody's contacted me at all.
Huh. I guess they just don't want to hear anything that's contrary to their official narrative.
Right. You know, I figure it's obvious that it's only important to them if they can throw somebody behind bars or just, and you know, here's another thing. As I watch the rulings by various judges and stuff, nobody's really got any serious time. I'm seeing 60 days. I'm thinking to myself, 60 days, I could do that standing on my head with a glass of water.
Well, you know who's getting some serious time are these January 6th defendants. They've been in solitary confinement in what can only be described as a Russia-style gulag with mold and water running down the walls, substandard food, no health care.
They won't even allow them to
shower and shave. This is disgusting, and it needs to stop. Representatives Louie Gohmert and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Marco Rubio, Senator, were at the D.C. jail the other day, and that for the second time. The first time they were just turned away, even though they have oversight of that facility. Now, the second time they were allowed to tour the jail, and the conditions that they found were just so horrific that the D.C. jail started releasing prisoners right away. But not one of them, not a single one of them, was a January 6th defendant. They're keeping those people in substandard conditions. I mean, some of them have even asked to be transferred to Guantanamo Bay because the conditions there are better than in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I was reading an article this morning that was talking about that. And it was just absolute I mean, now, I've done prison time, okay? I'm not ashamed I'm ashamed of what I did, but I'm honest enough to talk about it openly. You know, I screwed up, and I did prison time. And, you know, I got 11 years. So, you know, and I'm looking at the pictures in some of these articles of the conditions these people are in, and I'm thinking to myself, where in the hell is this? Because I didn't think we had this kind of stuff going on here in the United States. This was something I watched a documentary about the world's toughest prison. Was a guy that was wrongfully accused in Europe of murder, and now he did this reality show where he goes and spends a week in some of the worst prisons around the world. And I was looking at, I mean, we're talking third world country kind of stuff. I mean, this is just absolutely unacceptable. Yeah, they're inmates. They've committed crimes. They need to pay for their crimes if they're guilty, but they still have a right to some decency and some at least some level of dignity. And this
not
is
only
just,
that, they also have a Sixth Amendment right to a speedy trial. And that right has been violated over and over again.
Yep. What happened to that one? That one just went out the window.
Yeah, a lot of them have, if they had pled guilty to the misdemeanor trespassing and parading charges that they have been charged with, they would have been out of prison by now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But some of
they're
some
long
of their
now, because that's only like 90
scheduled
days.
Until 2022 or 2023.
Yeah, okay, I mean, trespassing, that's what, 90 days?
DC jail until then. That's unsatisfactory, and it must be stopped.
Yep, and here's something
aren't
else
they,
people
aren't they
need
holding
to think about.
Incommunicado?
Yes, but most of them are in solitary
pretty
confinement.
Much, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I think, I'm surprised they haven't tried to pull an NDAA on them. You know, I mean, that's about where this is at. But what really sets me off, and this really sticks in my craw, as Grandma used to, when you look at what BLM and Antifa did all last year, mostly peaceful protests, while churches are burning in the background, where's justice there?
Right, Art. Art from Georgia, hold on. We're speaking with Bobby Powell on Liberation Station Radio Show. I'm Chris Diner, your host, and we'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Chris Diner, your host, speaking with Bob Powell and Art in Georgia. Art, would you like to pick up where you left off saying how Antifa gets away with so much and it's a double standard that not only they instigate what they do and they openly do it, looting, robbing, but then they, they, you know, those who haven't done it are ones who are prosecuted and the ones who are exposing it, like Bob Powell, and you aren't being contacted when you have the evidence and the proof. So where would you like to pick up, Art?
Well, yeah, and I mean, I got video of, forget the fellow's name, he was doing during the BLM and Antifa things going on last year. He actually went to one of the marches that turned into a riots and smashing of business windows and looting and burning of cars and all that other kind of crazy crap. And he was interviewing a young black fella. I will never say African American, Latino American, whatever. I think that's absolutely stupid. You're either African, Latino, Asian, or you're an American. You can't be both. You know, if you're both, then I don't trust you because you got dual loyalties. And at one point, you're going to have to choose a side. And I'm not going to risk that you're going to choose that side. So, you know, I will refer to black. But he was interviewing a young black man. And the black dude said, I'm not kidding you. He actually said, because they were actually mentioning specific stores like Target, for example, and said they made all their money on the backs of slaves. And I thought to myself, I don't know of anybody who's a slave owned by Target or any of its subsidiaries, but okay, what do I know? I'm a dumb, ignorant country boy, you know, from the backwoods of Georgia. And then he goes on to talk
He probably met the multinational corporations, the fellow wage slaves, and that's something that I'd like to especially tell those progressives about, is that why are you attacking your fellow wage slaves? When we're all debt slaves, and get into that. But anyway, that might be what he's talking about. And, he's one too.
Yeah, and he goes on to talk about how he deserves whatever, you know, and if they don't want to give it to him, he's going to take it. And, you know, and then he's being justified by politicians claiming that this is some kind of right that they have. And I'm thinking to myself, in what civilization is this kind of behavior tolerated, where you can have one group of people acting completely violent, vicious, destructive to no end for an entire year, but then you have one event on the other side and oh my God, it's an insurrection. When I think insurrection, I want to know, where were the guns? Because you can't have an insurrection without, you know, an unarmed insurrection. How well is that going to work out for you? You know,
right. So, well, I mean, Biden said you need an F-15, don't you? And I think we ought to have all the arms that he allowed Al-Qaeda to have. But obviously we don't. You know, it takes a pretty good sniper to take down one aircraft. So.
Actually, you know, that's something I've been thinking of these past 10 months. And you didn't even really need guns. They couldn't keep 800 people, unarmed people, out of the United States Capitol. Of course, they wanted them in there. But you know, let's just say that they wanted to keep them out. They couldn't do that. Okay, and had those people actually been bent on causing a ruckus or taking these treasonous representatives and senators out on the Capitol Mall and hanging them by their Buster Browns, nobody could have stopped them.
No.
If that had been their intention, that's exactly what would have happened. And that wasn't their intention. They were just angry. They were angry at the election being stolen. They were angry that being called racist and misogynist and homophobes for the last 5 years. They were angry at everything that the Democrats have been doing to our country, the fake Russia hoax investigation. They were angry. And they were justifiably angry. But they weren't angry to the point where they were actually going to try to overthrow the government. Had that then been their intention, we'd be talking about a whole different conversation right now. I think they just wanted to have their voices heard.
Are you there, Art?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. I had a question for you. Where's that RBN chat room? If you could hold on a moment, tell me after the break. We'll be right back here at Liberation Station Radio Show with Bobby Powell and Arvin Jordan.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And welcome back to Liberation Station Radio Show. I'm your host, Chris Steiner, just fixing my audio here. And if someone could speak for a moment, make sure I can hear you all right.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Test 1, 2, 3. Right. How does that sound?
Yeah, I hear you fine. It's just for some reason my headphones stopped working. So let me grab my other headphones and plug those in. I just, so you don't get feedback when... let me know if anybody hears feedback here. So... this is Chris Steiner, and we're speaking with Bobby Powell, and Art in Georgia is on the line. If you could hold on just a moment, Art, and I'm going to plug in my headphones, and Well, I'll let you get started. Could you tell me what that RBN chat room is? I know it's not affiliated with RBN, but I just wanted to make sure I could join in there and drop in some links I'm about to mention of videos that I've seen that were suspicious. So what's that chat room? Is it a
Listeners create these chat rooms for the RBN broadcast. It's like almost every broadcast now has its own chat room on that's listener created, and it's at Chat Tango. So the URL would be theliberationstation.chattango, C-H-A-T-A-N-G-O, chattango.com. So it's theliberationstation.chattango.com.
Hey, I found it. Thank you, Mer Bailey, for sharing my link. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I think she's the one that created that chat room.
Can just a moment. I was on mute, and I was thinking Mer Bailey all that time. It's like she does, she sets chat rooms up for so many other hosts. Thanks, Mer Bailey. I was starting out thanking you, I thought, when I had you on mute there. And great. Now I can learn a lot, too, with the listeners. I was thinking of setting one up, but I'm glad you got that URL. I might have had another similar one, but that's good. There's also the Facebook room that's I restarted the stream for the second hour since I had problems with the first hour that did not do well on Facebook. So if you want to comment also on the Facebook live chat, I'm there and inviting some other people as we speak, sending out invitations to other groups to see the show as well so they can tune in hopefully. So Art, where were you? Did you want to pick up where you left off anywhere? I'm not sure where we were.
Well, it just irks me to no end when you have this double standard. And then if you try to point it out, well, of course, I don't know if you're familiar with Stu, who's on with Glenn Beck every day, Monday through Friday. Stu has this awesome video out, and he does this thing called Stu Does America. And it's on, I believe it's on Facebook, and I know it's on YouTube. On the Blaze, it's connected with the Blaze, but he's got this incredible video out where he talks about everything, doesn't matter what it is, it's racist. And if you question anything, you're instantly labeled racist. And so if we try to point out, well, look what BLM and Antifa did, and all they hear is BLM. They don't hear the Antifa part, and the Antifa, for the most part, and this was really threw me off when I learned about this, Antifa, for the most part, is comprised of its members are generally young, right there at the end of the millennial age, but they're young. A lot of them come from very well-off families, or at least well-to-do families, and they used BLM as an outlet to spread their propaganda, and it just all melded together. But if you say anything at all they hear is BLM. They don't hear the Antifa part. All they hear is BLM, and well, now you're instantly a racist for pointing out how BLM trashed the country for a year, burnt down buildings, tried to actually burn police and federal officers alive in some of these buildings. I mean, just insane. Walking up to police cars and just shooting the cops right in the head. I mean, you point that out, you're a racist. And if you deny the one incident that happened on January 6th, you're a racist. It's just, you can't. Everything's a racist. No matter how you try to go with it, everything's a racist.
Or if you don't have any chance to respond, they'll just claim it was peaceful. When I say they, I hear on certain hosts, I don't need to name now on progressive-minded station, WMNF. I encourage everyone to call up and confront. They say, though, their BLM is all peaceful. So, and yes. Yeah, they're really not too. They're pretty intransigent there. And there's some other videos that. There's some videos that of the Capitol Police officers, you know, not only you've seen them opening the gates to invite in the demonstrators to be with the other demonstrators, but then guiding folks through. There's the one black man, DC cop who was guiding a bunch of people up the stairs, and he wasn't being menaced. He was guiding them, and he said, I'm trying to remember the quote, follow me or come this way or something to that effect. Was the camera operator a law enforcement too? But, you know, and this cop had a magic wand, I guess, or some conductor's wand he picked up. I don't know, but that's all he had. And he was telling everybody to follow him up the steps. And then the people were arrested after that. And then, you know, after this video came out, I see the story where he was given an award because he was under such stress and such pressure. Yeah, so there's that video. And then another one of, the Facebook banned this one. So many of these keep getting banned on, I keep reposting them. Capitol Police opening, handing out... weapons through like a cubbyhole, you know, a little inside the building. It was a cubbyhole size window, about a foot by a foot, and it looked like they were handing out poles and bats to people, the cops on the inside handing out to plainclothes people on the outside. So there are all these strange videos that I don't know if anyone could comment on, but I thought they'd be worth mentioning.
I haven't seen those videos, so I can't comment on them yet.
I've seen the video of outside when during the march to the Capitol, as people were first arriving at the metal barricades that were like basically their 3-foot tall, roughly metal piping, you know, sections. I'm sure you've seen them before. And, like, you know, in the video, you see the police actually pull the barricade back open, and he actually does kind of do a waving in kind of motion, and he says, come this way. So I'm not sure if that's the video you're talking about, but I've seen that video. I'm not sure if I downloaded it or not, but I can look and see if it's one of the videos that I've downloaded. But I know I've seen the video, and that's outside. And then I've seen another video, and I think I've got that one. I'm pretty sure I've got this one. It's inside at one of the outside doors. I don't know which wing it is. I'm thinking it might be the west wing. I'm not sure. But it's police officers opening up the door and letting people in the building and ushering them in. So I don't know if that's the video you're talking about. But I've seen these two videos, and I'm pretty sure I've got both of them. I know for a fact I've got the one of the inside, but I'm pretty sure I've got the one of the outside where the outer gates were. And speaking of gates, isn't it interesting that right after January 6th, they brought in massive amounts of National Guard and built gates all the way around the Capitol building? And I seem to remember Nancy Pelosi once saying that fences and walls don't work.
Right. Yeah, except around their own homes and buildings.
Right. I've seen two videos. I've seen two videos of the cops like, yeah, come on, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're
the
there.
Gates after the cows leave. So.
Yeah. And there's something not right here. And
no,
knowing what knowing what I saw personally and what people told me personally when I was there, this whole thing was just a setup, and it was all to make Trump look bad and make Trump supporters look bad and make conservatives in general look bad, you know. And I think that also January 6th also had an effect on the lack I'm going to say, of attendance in that next rally that happened not long after that.
Yeah, I'm sure that it did. I know the woman that sponsored that rally. Her name is Kara Castronova. And it was funny because the left was saying that it was going to be another January 6th, and the right was saying that it was going to be a honey trap. And it turns out that the right was right because, again, a lot of the people that showed up to that event were federal agents, and they don't disguise themselves very well. These guys stick out of a crowd like a sore thumb. But, you know, Kara's doing some really excellent work. She's getting out there, and she's raising a stink for these January 6th political prisoners. And this is something...
And that's what they are.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And this is the only thing that we can do right now, folks. This is the only legal avenue that's available to us. We have to stand up and make a damn stink. Remember what my grandma used to always tell me? She said that the squeaky wheel is the one that gets the grease. Okay? So, yeah, I've got 9 senators and representatives that have my video. Big whoop. No big deal. Who cares? It's not enough. Okay?
What are they, those two answered? How they responded?
Well, they have told me that they're going to use the video to ask the Capitol Hill Police, the Department of Justice, and the FBI some very tough questions. But as I said earlier in the show, politicians lie. Almost like it comes as natural to them as breathing. And so my mission is to put this video in the hands of so many representatives and senators that they can't lie. They can't say, oh, well, we never saw it, or somebody in my staff never showed it to me. They can't say that because I'm going around the country and I'm putting the damn thumb drives right in their hands and videotaping it so that they can't say, well, we didn't know. So this is what we have to do, folks. We have to be the squeaky wheel. We have to stand up and say something, and we can't take no for an answer. Okay, it's that simple. This country, the people in this country have grown soft. They are afraid of everything. And it's by design. Back in 1980, Tea Party darling Paul Vallely, Major General Paul Vallely, co-wrote a paper with Satanist Lieutenant Colonel Michael Aquino. He was an Army officer that was implicated in child molestation and Presidio scandals back in the day. And this paper that was co-written by Tea Party darling Major General Paul Vallely and the founder of the Luciferian Temple of Set, Lieutenant Colonel Michael Aquino, it's called Psyop to Mind
World. God, that's a name I've not
victory.
Heard.
And what it does is it lays out a plan to control groups of people, anything from a small mob to entire countries, by generating a constant state of fear. If you get people to be fearful of everything around them, you can control them. And that is what is happening right now with the media and this coronavirus thing. They're scaring people to death, saying you've got to wear a mask that doesn't even stop the coronavirus. We're two, we're three. You can't go to job. You can't go to your work if you don't get the jab. Your children can't go to school unless they're putting this emergency use FDA vaccine for children 5 to 11. Where's the damned emergency? 634 children have died as a result of coronavirus since this pandemic began. That's a tragedy for each one of those 634 families. But I'm here to tell you, folks, that is statistically insignificant. There is no emergency.
More significant is
children ages 0 to 18 are almost immune to the coronavirus. There is no emergency. Yeah. They're just trying to scare us to death, trying to scare us into submission so that we will comply with their tyrannical dictates. And I don't think I'm going to let that happen. I'm going to motivate you people to stand up, grab yourself by the cojones, and say something. Okay? donating to my show so that I can get out there and walk point and bring this information to the masses is one thing. A few people can do that, and I'd appreciate it if you did. But the most important thing that you can do right now is go to bobbypowell.substack.com and share that video. Don't just share it on your Facebook timeline. Share it in every group to which you belong on Facebook. Share it on all of your other platforms. And then I want you to make a phone call to your local representative and senator and say, have you seen this? Send it to their email. Don't just call Washington, D.C., okay, because they get thousands of phone calls every day and your message is likely not to be heard. Call your local office, okay? If you're in Jim Jordan's district, for example, in Ohio, you can call one of any four local offices, okay? Jim Jordan's already got it. I was just using him as an example. But in Texas or Nevada, Florida, wherever you happen to be, you call your local representative at their office and you say, I have seen this amazing video. It's been on OAN and it's been on Newsmax and it's not getting any love from the local media or elected representatives. That's another thing that you can do. After you call your local representatives and say, hey, have you seen this video? You call your local news stations. I have talked personally to every news director in the Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Sarasota area. They won't touch it.
Go on to their Facebook live feeds, their Facebook pages, and post it all over there too. And that's interesting to see, especially when they do newscasts with a newscaster that they'll respond to. Look at some of the comments or be forced to respond to them. And sometimes with me, they'll threaten to delete stuff, even if it's from a government source or something. It's hysterical how they panic live, make them squirm.
Yeah, so. But what's that one program down there? The Morning Zoo.
Q105, maybe.
Yeah. I think that might be it. But they've got a news program on in the morning. Well, it's a whole program, but they call it the Morning Zoo, and they do a lot of news broadcasting, and they don't want to touch it. They're cowards. So, you know, what I've been doing recently in between trying to, you know, do everything else I've been doing is I've been going in the comments sections on Facebook and other sites, and I've been tagging these representatives. Like yesterday, Mindy Robinson, you know, from I Heart Mindy, an actress and podcaster, got back in touch with me after I mentioned her under one of John Schneider's posts, you know, Bo Duke, or was he Luke Duke? I can't remember. But anyway, so I'm doing everything that I can. Every person that has an email address and a pulse, I am sending them this video. I'm getting in the comments sections on Facebook and other sites. And this is what I've been reduced to because the mainstream media, they either don't believe what I'm telling them in the elevator pitches that I'm sending them, or they are actively trying to suppress it because it doesn't fit their narrative.
Right. Let's give that elevator pitcher stop. Let me try the description of the video to stop me if there's anything that you need to add, Bobby, is that it starts out with the man, I forgot the fellow's name, who was arrested for breaking out the window.
Hunter Emke.
All right, and then he was swarmed, arrested, as you hear people screaming, and hauled away, and then the Capitol Police show up, a group of, I guess, at least a dozen, or about a dozen show up, and guard the window for maybe 3-4 minutes, from what I remember, and then walk
and
away.
Then they receive an order over the radio to walk away, leaving that window completely undefended. The only two people that were standing in the proximity of the window were me and the undercover federal agent that was pulling it completely from its frame. And when people started to rush that window, that's when I, you know, kind of got involved. Up to that point, I had been a neutral observer, just being a journalist, which was my job. But at that point, when I saw a breach in the United States Capitol, and people were getting ready to enter the Capitol through that breach during a riot, I wasn't going to have that. Okay, so nobody entered the Capitol through that window while I was standing there. And then just a few minutes later, over by the doors at the east entrance, there was a mob of people trying to get inside the doors. And I was back in the crowd, maybe about 5 feet from the entrance of the doors, and shooting video when I feel hands on my back, on my left shoulder. And you can see the forward motion of my camera. If you go to bobbypowell.substack.com and watch that video, you can see the forward motion of my camera as I am being pushed inside the Capitol. Now, fortunately, maybe it was a little bit of God's grace, I never entered the Capitol, because even though I was being pushed, at the same time, Capitol Hill police officers inside the building were pepper spraying the crowd. So I'm being pushed from behind, right? But the entire crowd is being forced back by this deluge of pepper spray that's being shot at them through, like, squirt guns, right? Okay, so the crowd is pushed back out of the doorway. I can't see anything because I've got a face full of pepper spray. But I turn my camera around while I'm wiping out my eyes, and my camera catches the man that was pushing me inside. Again, he's dressed in military garb. He's wearing a balaclava, face mask, and sunglasses, so nobody can tell who he is, right? Okay, but this man is a federal agent. His photograph, along with the man that tore the window from its frame, neither one of these guys have been featured on the FBI's website. Okay, neither one of these guys have been uploaded to their YouTube channel. Neither one of these guys, not a single image, has been uploaded to the FBI's Facebook page.
And okay, so
they are definitely trying to hide these guys from the American public. There's no doubt in my mind about it.
Yeah, let's finish the narrative here of what happened before the show. For an out of time here, is that. So the Capitol Police march inside the building, and then the apparent operative with a face mask and earbud then urges you to, he asks you, why don't you go inside? And you say, because that would be illegal. And he he tries to pull out the window, starts to pull out the window. He's stopped by the redheaded young guy and who contacted you to say that he was told, what was that again?
By the started blaming the young redheaded guy for tearing the window from its frame, something that he had done himself just 10 seconds earlier.
He's trying to put the fear of government in him. And then this operative appears to be protecting the window, and then after a couple minutes or so, he walks off and disappears in the crowd. So he's appearing to... He's trying to look like he's protecting the window because, as you said before, they don't know how much footage you have when you started recording. So maybe you might have, a lot of people, limited battery time, don't record everything. Well, thanks, Bobby Powell. In the last moment or two, this is Liberation Station Radio Show. If you have any thoughts to add, I would like you to do that, Bobby Powell, to help us sign off here.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I just want everybody to go to bobbypowell.substack.com and share my January 6th post. And if it's within your ability, go to givesendgo.com/Bobby Powell and throw me whatever won't put you out. Because I am over the target. I'm taking incoming. And I need the tools to continue to press this mission forward. And I can't do that without your help. So givesendgo.com/Bobby Powell, whatever you can afford. Appreciate it. Thank you, Chris, for having me on.
You bet. This is Chris Steiner, Liberation Station Radio Show, theliberationstation.com, Sundays 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. I'll take great care. We
another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.